present when you called.
I just followed the same line you did with Evere. I said if it's between the Mansfield Amendment and no draft, we'll just
take no draft
and you...
That's it, that was it, yeah.
I said, and the Congress will then just have to decide whether it will want the responsibility of taking us out of the war just when things may be breaking. And I said, anyone who sticks with us now won't look bad. That's what the pressure is.
That's the idea, no. I just said, I can't guarantee it, I always say, but I think you're going to look all right. And you know, that scares the Russians.
Well, you know, we're doing well on Berlin. I've got Raj's position to not to conclude it before the 20th of July.
Let me tell you a couple of things that I've had in mind. If there's anything on the China thing, if you could give me a preliminary fucking paper or something, whatever you are, that I can say about it after the NSC meeting, then I can study it tonight so that when we meet tomorrow, I'll have some ideas.
Excellent. I'll have some ideas.
So that I just don't get a fresh and I may get some ideas. Just give me a paper, and incidentally, don't make it fancy. You could just sort of, your thoughts, sort of, think to you, how far your thinking has gone to this point.
Right.
Then in the morning, my wheels are just turning around.
I have statements for every position.
You've got to keep some leeway, too.
Right.
You know,
no, but I told Bob this morning, this is too important for me to fly, and it's too important for blind for you.
Yeah.
You have to know exactly what I plan to do.
It may be, for example, it may be that we just have to defeat. There's one danger of putting the thing off till April, okay? Among many others. Other politicians go over there and take the cream off. The other thing, others are more significant. The situation. The other thing, too, that I think is very important to note is, you know, we appointed Chaffee, and captivity. And this jetty works the other end of the funnel. In other words, the rehabilitation, the treatment, and all that. In other words, you can't do this, as you know, simply by stopping the source supply. You've got to stop the demand. So I hope that sometime you and some of your fellows of, you know, the people that are interested in this thing, you want to, when he gets here, call him now or come down and see him. Yeah. Oh, you know him. Oh, good. Don't you think, Wally? Good. I told him about our conversation when I appointed him. I said, now, you've got to hold Congressman Rangel and tell him to clearly work on this thing. Good.
That's just as well.
What do you think?
I think
there's a need for a mess.
Mr. President, you have held your course with the tenacity and the real strength. Johnson was raging, but he was really not strong. You're just the opposite. You're very calm and quiet.
Yeah, we're very good. I'll tell you one thing. One of the things we've done that's been good here is to lace into that idea that cabinet that same lecture yesterday.
That was one of the great moments in
the Economic Council, and I did the same thing with the cabinet, just strong and tough.
Terrific.
And a little bit something to do. But if we just got there, we're going to get discipline around us.
Absolutely.
I really need more capacity.
We can't afford it, Mr. President. It's really getting...
Christ, every time you pick up the paper, something's happening. And as you know, I don't give a damn about anything except foreign policy. Except in the economic policy, we've got to have some consistency in our...
Everyone that I talk to, I don't know anything about economics, tells me that that's the area where we are most vulnerable, that we can...
They don't know anything about it. It'll come out, I can assure you, the economy. It is coming up, it's just a question how much. And that's the true thing about a free economy. The thing about a free economy, it's never been there. But I'll tell you what will help it go up.
What will you do then?
You can have a psychological analysis, psychological impact. It'll have, because the market will go up 100 points within a month if you get one very, very soon. No question in my mind at all.
I'm sure.
See, it's psychology. People want to feel better. The trouble is, media, professors in the Eastern schools and others have beaten the kids down. When I talk to the faculty, they might have a little pitch, you know, about the work of the five parts, the five fingers in the hand, you know, and so forth, to the productivity commission. Got George Meany and Woodcock and Abel and the steel workers or these others, you know, I talked about. They sit there just spellbound by it. Because I hit them on the mountaintop and I say, in effect, as we reduce the danger of war between the superpowers, the dangers and the opportunities of peaceful competition in the economic field become enormously greater. Just think what the Chinese can do. I mean, even under that system, think what the Russians could do. Even under that system, think what Western Europe is going to do as the British get in. Think what the Japanese are already doing to us. So this means that the Americans have gone. Then I find out that the real problem here is the spirit among our young people of defeatism, of negativism. And also of fear. They fear to build the SST. They fear to build, because of the cancer. They fear to build a nuclear reactor, which we need for a new source of power, for fear that the planet might blow up. They fear to go ahead.
But they want to break our spirit. The opponents.
I think they do.
America was great when it was thrusting. Because I think we have an almost 50-50 chance to break that one this summer. By the end of July, we'll know. There can only be two more rounds before we know my proposal and their answer.